NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And today, we are taking a trip. We are going to Canada, our quiet, dignified cousin to the north, the place with, like, Mounties and Moose and Justin Trudeau and hundreds of billions of dollars worth of trade every year. That is the thing about Canada. Historically, they are our largest trading partner. Of course, for the past 16 months, our mutual border, the border between Canada and the U.S., has been closed to all non-essential travel. And while there were some hopes that that would open back up this summer, a few days ago, both the American and Canadian government said the border will stay pretty much closed for at least the next month. So we brought in an actual Canadian to talk about this. Anis Hidari, welcome.
Hello from the big skies of Calgary, Stacey.
Hello. You are joining us from the excellent economics podcast, The Cost of Living, from the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And you've brought us the story from the Canadian side of the border.
Yeah. You know, Stacey, the border isn't totally sealed shut right now. You know, that basically means medical travel and commerce are allowed. But when it comes to tourism or other cross-border traffic, not so much.
I think we are looking at a second lost summer for travel on both sides of the border.
A second lost summer.
I'm Anis Hidari.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Today on the show, what happens when Canadians and Americans can't hang out anymore. We have to call each other on Zoom, Anise. What happens?
I'm on mute.
We all start saying about.
We do not say about.
You do though.
What are you talking about? We don't say about.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Odoo. Odoo is a suite of user-friendly business applications designed to automate, streamline, and simplify every aspect of your business from anywhere at any time. For a free trial, go to odoo.com/indicator. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Capital Group, home of American Funds. Their support helps you say, I can find an investment firm to partner with to help achieve people's goals. Visit capitalgroup.com, American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Americans and Canadians hang out a lot.
As we should.
You know, before the pandemic, more than 3.5 million trips just by car from Canada to the U.S. in a single month. That's dropped by more than 93% in some months since COVID.
Wow. So basically vanished.
That's a lot of people who aren't spending money in America's border towns either, right? You know, whether these are folks who are getting a quick bite to eat on their way to Disneyland, maybe they're on a trip to American Target, which for me is like a form of retail Disneyland, at least for Canadians.
What? Target? You're like a Target fan?
You guys have more variety, more kinds of candy and pop at your stores. I cannot get Diet Code Red Mountain Dew in Canada, and I can get it at American Target.
Okay. I didn't even know about Code Red Mountain Dew, but now I do. So is this like a Canada thing? You guys really like American Target?
You have lots of stuff that we don't have. It's easy, though, to miss all of this traffic and the lack of all of this traffic now, unless you live in a border city where there are daily and kind of painful reminders for the people there. You know, if we take downtown Detroit, you drive just a few miles and you're across the border in Windsor, Ontario. Abe Tuk Tuk's family owns the Tunnel Duty Free shop there.
The reality is we need the traffic to come back and we need them to be permitted to cross the border. And that's where the issue is right now.
Abe's family makes their money selling alcohol, perfume, cigarettes, but tax-free. And the store is located just before you cross into Detroit. So it's only customers are people driving from Canada to the United States. So they were devastated by the announcement that the U.S.-Canada border was going to stay closed for now.
I think we are experiencing the breaking point right now. It's going to be very difficult to maintain, keeping the lights on, I guess. Much longer. We really thought that we would get a more favorable announcement.
And it's not just Canadians like Abe having problems in border cities. Here on the U.S. side, in Port Huron, Michigan, they've got their own border crossing. Joyce Doyle is with the Chamber of Commerce in Port Huron.
We understand how important it is for our two regions to collaborate. And we have not been able to have that opportunity. Everybody wants to go over there. They want to come over here. Everybody wants to work together. And we all just want to move on to whatever the new normal is.
Joyce says it's more than just retail business being affected. There's a real personal impact that both Canadians and Americans are feeling.
Of course, you know, people living in these border cities want to be safe, they want to follow the rules, but they also say, you know, they want their lives back. I mean, people like cross the border to go to restaurants or grocery shop or see family, just live their lives. Crossing the border is just a part of how they live.
The borders closed means I can't see my friends, I can't see my family, I can't see the babies that were born. And they don't know who Aunt Joyce is.
For the people who live in these towns, a lot of these things seem like they are essential, right? It's a part of their lives, like you said, Stacey. But there is confusion at the border around what is essential under the rules. And everyone's confused about what the rules will be. So this is a business's worst nightmare, right? It's uncertainty.
Yes, the markets hate uncertainty. Yeah.
I talked to an economist about this. Ambarish Chandra is an economics prof at the University of Toronto, and he's also an expert on cross-border travel.
You aren't going to go, and you're not going to send an employee to cross the border if you're not sure they're going to make it across, if they're going to be turned back, or they're going to be, you know, in limbo for a while. So there's just no way. I think that even it might well have been that businesses or employees with legitimate reasons to cross, who might have been permitted to cross, chose not to travel or go because they didn't want to take the risk.
And it is a risk. Like, you have to quarantine for 14 days after you come back into Canada from the US or anywhere else.
Right. And from what I understand, like, it is enforced. This is not an honor system situation.
This is not an honor system. There are fines if you don't adhere to the quarantine. The Mounties will call to check on you to make sure that you are still staying at home. So you have to make sure that you stay home for 14 days. That's starting to change. The federal government in Canada has introduced a system where Canadians and permanent residents can provide proof of vaccination. And if they have been fully vaccinated, they can skip that 14-day quarantine. But it only applies to Canadian citizens and to people who permanently live here. So it wouldn't apply to American tourists and visitors.
Okay, so where does this leave, like, cross-border tourism?
It's not going to be great for tourism businesses in either the U.S. or Canada this season, because there are some European countries and other places that have started to allow people to cross if they're fully vaccinated. But the rules are different here.
The kinds of trips that people take, the kinds of tourism-related travel that people do to big destinations or small on either side of the border can't be planned at the drop of a hat at the last minute in, you know, in mid-August. You're not going to, if you, by then you've already given up on your big summer plans, the, you know, 2 weeks away with your family and so on. You've gone to Europe instead because you were allowed to do that as early as June. So cross-border travel, we're definitely seeing a second consecutive lost summer.
Ambarish says, you know, the American tourism industry is going to take a big hit, especially in border areas. But there is some hope, at least in the United States, because you folks have a really deep well of domestic tourists to draw on. So maybe these border cities can replace Canadian visitors with folks from out of state. Here on my side of the border, it's not looking so good. We don't have enough domestic tourists to replace visiting Americans. So Niagara Falls, Whistler, BC, you know, maybe the Calgary Stampede could see big drops in tourist revenue that they just can't replace.
So this is a big impact. Like, what are we watching for going forward now?
The next time this is going to come up is July 21st. Maybe all the restrictions will be lifted. Maybe most of them will be lifted. I think it's likely that we'll see cross-border travel open up in a month. Then again, I thought that would happen this week. So perhaps do not take my psychic predictions too seriously here. It's pretty hard to say.
So maybe you'll be able to get your Diet Code Red Mountain Dew in late July.
Maybe. But just in case, I'm switching to Diet Coke for now. Readily available in Canada.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Jamila Huxtable with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Michael Ha. The Indicator is edited by Kate Concannon and is a production of NPR.